A good mix of weather will occur across the Midwest over the next 2 weeks, with equal amounts of sunshine and rainfall likely in eastern portions of the region, while the west is biased a little bit on the wet side of normal, especially in this first week of the outlook. But overall, the bottom line is still going to be favorable for field work and crop development. In fact, crops will likely eat up this environment, which is going to be favorably moist and warm through a big part of the forecast period. Daily highs will work their way into the 70s and 80s on a routine basis a little bit later this week and on into next week, and the low temperatures at night will stay well above the damage threshold. The closest that any frost or freeze event would be to the U.S. would probably be in Canada's Manitoba and Saskatchewan provinces, where there will be some potential for some damaging conditions there. But in the heart of the Midwest, there should not be much in the way of threats for additional frost and freezes. With that said, this morning there were frost and freeze conditions noted across portions of Wisconsin, and some of the emerged corn there may have been damaged, but that would be the only place in the Midwest where a significant potential problem evolved in the last 24 hours or is going to occur anytime in the next week to 10 days. The temperatures in the majority of the Midwest this morning are running mostly in the 40s and 50s. We have mostly fair skies in the majority of the region, although some cloudiness is present in the north, especially in Michigan into parts of eastern Ohio, and also across the upper Midwest in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota and northwest and west central sections of Wisconsin. Today, a new storm system will begin to brew in the southern plains and will work its way through hard red winter wheat country and eventually will spread rain into the western corn belt. Much of that, though, will occur overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. Most of that precipitation is going to start off being somewhat disorganized, but it will push its way in a significant manner from Kansas and parts of Missouri into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Even parts of the eastern Dakotas will be impacted as well. And most of that precipitation will be of greatest significance as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, with areas in Nebraska and western Iowa possibly seeing some of the greater amounts, and a few counties maybe in North Dakota. That system will not likely hold together very well when it tries to go through the eastern Midwest, but there will be a scattering of showers in the eastern parts of the region as we go through the day Thursday and into Friday morning. A new storm system, though, will form in the plains as we get into Friday afternoon and continuing into Saturday and also during the weekend. During that time period, we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms, some locally heavy, evolving across parts of the western Corn Belt and the plains. Again, the eastern Midwest will likely see some shower activity, but field work is going to advance around the precipitation. In fact, that'll probably be a trend that will be prevailing on into next week. There will be some delays to farming activity, but for the most part, with temperatures running up into the 80s on a frequent basis, there will be good drying conditions between rain events and field progress will continue. The areas in the country that will see the least amount of rain and the greatest potential for drying will be from Georgia and the Carolinas back into parts of Ohio, and those areas may see firmer soil evolve as time moves forward. The temperatures at night are likely to stay well above frost levels in the U.S. Midwest. Most low temperatures will run in the 40s and 50s across the north, while the southern areas will see lows that will run 50s and 60s. The afternoon temperatures, as I've alluded to, will see frequent readings in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest as we go from the end of this week through the first half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.